This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House has informed the U.S. House of Representatives it will not take part in the impeachment probe. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The White House has sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and three House chairmen saying the administration will not participate in the ongoing impeachment inquiry. In the letter, Pat Cipollone, counsel to the president, says the impeachment inquiry lacks any legitimate constitutional foundation. Along with Pelosi, recipients were Oversight and Reform Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, and Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. The letter says House Democrats are pursuing purely partisan goals and violating the Constitution. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump insisted in tweets on Tuesday that he's not abandoning Kurdish forces in Syria, despite his orders to withdraw U.S. special forces from the Syrian-Turkish border region to make way for a Turkish incursion. On Monday, the president told reporters he has no allegiance to either side in the tensions between Turkish and Kurdish forces.
Well, I'm not siding with anybody. We've been in Syria for many years. You know, Syria was supposed to be a short-term hit. Just a very short-term hit, and we were supposed to be in and out. That was many, many years ago.
In a separate set of tweets Tuesday, the president praised Turkey, calling Ankara a big trading partner and crediting the Turkish government for helping to save many lives in Syria's Idlib province. The United States is imposing visa restrictions on the Chinese government and Communist Party officials who are believed to be responsible for the detention or abuse of the Uyghurs, Muslim ethnic minorities in Xinjiang, China. Groups on the list are forbidden from buying various high-tech parts and components from U.S. companies without U.S. government permission. Beijing said the move interferes with China's internal affairs. This is VOA News. As China continues to face criticism for pressuring Hong Kong on the ongoing democracy protests, Beijing received an odd voice of support from Uganda. Analysts say Kampala is backing Beijing as a gesture to China due to its growing economic reliance on the Asian giant. Halima Athmani reports from Kampala.
Uganda's foreign ministry last week issued a statement describing the protests in Hong Kong as radical and violent and expressing deep concern about the situation. In a telephone interview, Uganda's junior minister for foreign affairs, Okello Riem, says the statement was about supporting their Chinese friends.
Historically and ideologically, we have been aligned to China. In our most difficult times, in the times when we needed friends, China stood with us.
Hong Kong has been consumed in protests since June as pro-democracy groups clashed with security over what they see as China's efforts to restrict the city's autonomy. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Uganda's bilateral trade with China, like much of Africa, has steadily grown to about $1 billion annually, the vast majority being Chinese imports. Uganda's Auditor General, in a January report, indicated China loaned the East African nation $3 billion since 2011. Pacific Gas and Electric says it will shut off power to more than 800,000 customers in 34 counties in California at midnight local time. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Windy conditions are expected over the next day or so, and PG&E wants to limit the risk of a wildfire set off by electrical equipment. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff says there's got to be a better way to do this.
This type of interruption is not acceptable. We are going to do it because we agree that it is in the interest of the safety of people.
And School Commissioner John Sasaki in Oakland says no power means no school.
Those schools will not be in session.
Jennifer Siemens lives in Oroville and says she's bracing for a third blackout in a month. She lost her home in Paradise, a fire that killed 85 people. It was started by PG&E power lines. I'm Ed Donahue.
The UN Secretary General warned Tuesday that the organization is facing its deepest deficit of the decade and might not be able to pay all of its staff members in November. Antonio Guterres said the cash flow problem is so steep that without the spending cuts he put in place in January, the UN would not have been able to pay for the last month's General Assembly. That's the organization's annual meeting of world leaders. Of the UN's 193 member states, 129 have paid in full. The United States is among the 64 countries that have yet to fulfill their obligations. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.